You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. Sacramento and other parts of California have faced a relentless heat wave for the past week. And here on Insight, we've talked about some of the consequences of those high temperatures, from wildfires to the dangers facing unhoused people and the price of trying to stay cool. But a new report from California's insurance department captures the overall costs of these extreme conditions. And the totals are staggering. Hundreds of people have been killed and thousands more injured by heat waves over the past decade. And the economic price runs into the billions of dollars. Here to break down this report and how the data can be used to combat extreme heat is Levi Sumagaisai. She's the economy reporter for the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters, which partners with public media stations across the state. Welcome back, Levi.
Hi, Chris. Glad to be back.
Well, let's start with what inspired the state insurance department to study this topic in the first place.
Sure. A couple years ago, there was a bill to create an extreme heat ranking system. And it also asked for a report to try to understand the problem a little bit better. And so, you know, that is why the Department of Insurance went ahead and worked on this report.
So is this the first time California has put together a report like this?
Yeah, it's a first of its kind report as claimed by the insurance department, but also as, you know, as confirmed by some of the experts I spoke with for my story. It's really the first to try to not only lay out the human toll of extreme heat, but also to try to put a financial toll as well.
Levi, can you walk us through how the insurance department went about collecting this data?
Sure. So they, were trying to figure out, because it really hasn't been done, they were trying to figure out what was the best way to lay the economic toll out. And what they said was they decided, with the help of basically a climate change council that the insurance department put together, which consists of, you know, academics, experts in insurance, et cetera, they decided to take a look at 7 extreme heat events in the past decade. So basically 7 heat waves, ranging from 2013 to 2022. And so they focused in on those, and then they, they went about methodically trying to quantify the economic toll, as well as the deaths, which, totaled almost 500 people, as well as thousands of hospitalizations and hundreds of thousands of outpatient hospital visits, and even, hundreds of adverse birth outcomes related to the effects of extreme heat.
So that's no simple process. I imagine that means going through coroner reports, obviously a lot of economic reports. That's how they went about this. Let's talk about the results. What did they find? What is the cost of extreme heat here in California, and how was that total determined?
Right. So I mentioned the human toll, the hundreds of deaths and the hospitalizations, et cetera, but also what the report's authors found was more than $7 billion in costs over that period of 9 years. Those costs show up in lost labor and productivity in industries such as manufacturing and agriculture, other costs related to power outages, damage to infrastructure such as roads, all that, totaled up as best they could.
Did the report talk about specific communities and how they've been affected by the heat?
Yes. So the report found, probably unsurprisingly, that disproportionately affected populations included those in low-income communities, in communities where there are a lot of people who work mostly low-wage jobs. You know, they work outdoors as farm workers, they work indoors as warehouse workers, for example, or restaurant workers, people who are elderly and living alone, and may not have access to information about where they might find relief from extreme heat. So yeah, definitely that is something that was detailed in the report. And, you know, from what the insurance department folks told me, they hope that the report sort of inspires additional looks into, you know, how people are affected and who's affected the most.
Right. And you've laid out the impact, you know, of communities, the cost. I'm hoping with such a heavy topic here that the folks at the insurance department at least came up with some recommendations how the state can go about improving things or at least lessening the impact of these extreme heat events. What did they recommend?
Yeah, their main recommendations include, you know, additional investment in things that help provide shade and relief from the heat, such as like planting more trees, right, in urban environments. They recommended additional investment in policies to address extreme heat that affects workers and vulnerable communities. You know, and this being the insurance department, they also, you know, sort of implored the insurance industry to come up with additional products to help with financial risk that is related to extreme heat.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with CalMatters economy reporter Levi Sumugaisai about the economic and human cost of extreme heat in California. You know, as you mentioned, this report was commissioned by the insurance department, which has been facing quite a few challenges when it comes to availability of coverage and affordability. You've joined us on Insight recently to talk about that. Give us a quick refresher as to the state of California's insurance landscape.
Sure, yeah. So the insurance department has definitely been dealing with what it calls an insurance crisis. And from the many California residents that I've talked to about this issue, they are in crisis as well, right? They are facing either non-renewals of their homeowners insurance policies, or when they are able to find insurance, that insurance is a lot more expensive than they were paying a year or two or 5 years ago. Some of them have had to turn to the last resort FAIR plan, which provides fire insurance, but very limited coverage of the rest of the home. And so some homeowners are having to buy additional insurance to try to make sure that their, you know, the rest of their home is protected in case of catastrophe as well. And so the insurance department is under a lot of pressure from the governor, from, you know, state lawmakers and the state's residents to try to solve the crisis. And so the insurance department has come out with a plan. It's rolling it out, you know, sort of one at a time to try to address some of the insurance industry's longstanding complaints. They are trying to staff up, trying to address rate reviews more quickly, et cetera. So this extreme heat report comes at a very busy, hectic time for the insurance department. And also, you know, as we know, we are in the middle of a heat wave. And also there are wildfires going on in California. So all of this is very timely.
Sure. And you mentioned, you know, they're under pressure from lawmakers and residents. I think there's quite a few folks just in our listening area in the foothills and the mountains that are really frustrated with the lack of coverage or the lack of affordable insurance coverage right now. So was there anything in this report that was recently published that the insurance department thinks might be used to improve that situation, to improve the insurance market here in California?
Sure. I mean, I think this is all pretty related. And, you know, it is mentioned in the report somewhere that avoiding the effects of extreme heat could, you know, in some way lead to avoiding wildfire. And so all of this is related. One of the experts I spoke with for this story said something like, prevention is key, you know, that prevention of anything catastrophic is one of the main goals, right? Of laying out what the problem is, suggesting solutions, making recommendations, making policy recommendations, in the hopes that all of it together, like collective action based on good data and information, will somehow help the overall picture.
I know this report has only been out for a short time, but has there been much response to it? Have lawmakers, for example, weighed in and reacted to it?
Not as much. I mean, the person, Assembly Member Luz Rivas, who actually wrote the bill that led to this report, you know, and Commissioner Lara sponsored the bill. You know, she put out a release just today talking about how important the report is and how she hopes, you know, along with the insurance commissioner's office, that it does lead to good policy decisions that help with the effects of extreme heat. And of course, like recently, the governor's office has, you know, called for people to make sure they're protecting themselves during this heat wave, et cetera. But, you know, the recently agreed upon state budget does include cuts to some of the programs that address extreme heat. And, you know, that's because the governor and lawmakers have a budget deficit to deal with. And so some of the programs that address extreme heat have, you know, been the victim of some of those cuts.
And that's a tough thing to hear at a moment like this when it's, what, going to be well over 100 degrees again today. What are some of those programs that were being put forward to, you know, to reduce heat or make the climate a little more tolerable? What programs are we talking about?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, for example, probably most Californians have heard of cooling centers, right? And so those cost money to operate. And so, you know, that comes from local and state funds. State lawmakers have been aware of this problem for quite a few years now, and they have passed laws and policies and regulations that try to address them. You know, there's state regulations aimed at protecting warehouse and other indoor workers that's finally set to take effect in late summer, at the end of August, I believe. You know, federally, OSHA is proposing a similar rule that California has now. These types of regulations require businesses to take action when temperatures reach certain levels so their workers can stay safe. So, you know, that's some of what's happening, that's some of what's been going on.
Yeah, that's tough to hear about things like cooling centers. You know, that's a topic, obviously, Sacramento is grappling with, how to provide space for the thousands of individuals who are experiencing homelessness in our region. Are there any plans or efforts to try to recoup or, you know, return some of these or overturn some of these funding cuts?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. And at this point, the governor and lawmakers did agree to those budget cuts, but Assemblymember Luz Rivas, you know, she continues to call for action on this. I'm not sure where the state can find the money at this point. I know that, you know, part of the insurance department report also, you know, made the point that without insurance products to cover some of the effects of extreme heat, though that burden falls to local and state government. So, it, like I said, it's all related.
Right. I do understand there is a bond measure that was proposed for November that would include raising hundreds of
Oh,
millions of
yes.
dollars for extreme heat programs. Are you familiar with that? And what do you know what kind of programs it might fund if that does move forward?
So, yes, actually, thanks for bringing that up. I'd forgotten about it. But yes, some of the programs that are facing cuts because of the budget deficit, the funding should be restored for some of those programs if the bond measure is approved.
And that one that is qualified for November.
Yes.
Okay. Have any of the recommendations that are talked about in the report, have they already been implemented by the state?
Yes, for example, cooling centers have been around for a while. As we know, they've sort of been part of our lives for the past several years at least. There have been efforts to plant more trees in urban environments like Los Angeles. And speaking of LA, like it has a program that helps its residents. I think it gives rebates to people to buy air conditioners. They also have a program that lets people spread out their electricity bills over a few months so that people aren't hesitating to turn their AC on when they need to, So there are programs like that. Different municipalities have different programs.
That's great to hear, and those are important programs at a moment like this. So at the end of the day here, Levy, now that this information is out, the report is published, what comes next?
Yeah, so I talked with the insurance department about that, and they are hoping that this is just a jumping off point. It is a first of its kind report. It does have some stark numbers in it, but even they admit that it's not as comprehensive as it could be. There are different things that they're hoping that other researchers might, use this as a jumping off point and then focus in on certain, certain workers that might be more vulnerable to extreme heat. They want the findings from this report to further inform policy decisions and, like I said before, possible insurance products that address the effects of extreme heat. And, figuring out which of the effects of extreme heat are insured and not insured is like a first step toward that. Yeah. And so, I mean, one thing the Deputy Insurance Commissioner, Mike Peterson, told me is he hopes that this report does help lead to saving lives because, like the other experts that I spoke with for this story, they say extreme heat is a silent killer.
Well, I think it's critical to report on both the impacts of these heat events and then also what's being done about it. How is our community, our state, what are we doing to improve things? Levy, thank you so much for helping us understand this report and being here on Insight.
Glad to be here, Chris. Thanks a lot.
Levy Sumagaisa is the economy reporter for the nonprofit newsroom Cal Matters. We've been talking about a new report from the state's insurance department, which lists the economic and human cost of extreme heat across California. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. We're back in just a moment.